True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to just tell y'all something. When the weather gets cold and I know that winter storms are coming, I get anxious. Because we're out in the country in Cottage Grove. And I remember like it was yesterday, a couple of winters ago, we had a bad winter storm and we lost power. It was one of those where, y'all remember, we had the heavy, heavy ice and it was sitting on the lines. And the lines were snapping and folks were losing power all over the city. And it was cold and you couldn't really get to a hotel room. When you did find a hotel, it was booked. And so, you know, everybody just kind of had to hunker down. Right. And, you know, I'm thinking, OK, we'll go be OK. We've got the generator. We know how to properly use it. So we'll be able to heat the house. Right. And we'll be able to make sure that we got some power. But one of the things that I did not think about was how was I going to keep them four kids entertained? Because they wanted to play the iPads. We didn't have no internet. And they got special needs. So all hell was breaking loose. And I, you know, we were able to, you know, do the mobile hotspot for a minute, but we ran out of juice. We ran out of charge. And I was like, oh my God, this is not hot. This is not good. How are we going to keep these kids entertained? We got a generator. We got some electricity. We got some heat. We're going to be okay. We can't move, but baby, we need some internet. Because they are bouncing off the walls up in here. And I got enough stress going on trying to figure out when this power is going to be restored and back on. And so when I found out about a program with my friends from Comcast, I said, let me call Rachel. And Rachel, let me just give you her official because she's my friend. So I call her Rachel, but she's really like a really important person over at Comcast. She's Rachel Johnson. She's the vice president for sales for Comcast Xfinity here in the Twin Cities. Now, Rachel, girl, I don't know if you remember that storm, but it was going down in my house. Girl, do you remember that? It was just a mess for everybody. It was a mess for everybody.
I remember. And I tell you what, you know, I know you've been to a NASCAR race and they tell the drivers to start their engines. Well, Minnesotans, it's time for us to start our snowblowers, right?
Girl,
it's all
yes.
part of the preparation we
it
need
is.
To do.
It is.
I have a motto. You need to stay ready so you don't have to get ready. And our Strong Ready Wi-Fi that you just talked about is the total key to doing that. So it's a modem that you set up within your Xfinity internet that allows the internet to keep working if you were to lose power. And 80% of power outages are based on weather incidents that happen. And we know that the weather has been probably less predictable in the last few years than ever before. And having that internet backed up with a battery operated modem to keep your kids entertained with their digital devices. And of course, I also have to say, with your digital devices, make sure you have like those battery packs that you can store and have charged up to plug your phones into. So if your power goes out, your phone will last a little bit longer. But our Storm Ready Wi-Fi really gives you a solution to keep everyone connected during those crazy storms, whether it's snow, whether it's ice, whether it's rain, wind, it'll be there to take care of everything for you.
Okay, so I just got mine. Is this something that's brand new? Has this been out a while? Because I want to make sure, especially for my parents who have kids with autism, whose routine cannot be broken, who, you know, are get on that iPad and they read books and they do their work and they enjoy some educational games, or they may even just be watching a movie to stay calm, especially when the lights are out and there's something different and things things have to shift, and they may not be going to school that day because of the weather, or, you know, there's a little something different going on in the house. I really, especially for my parents who have kids with special needs out there who follow me and listen to me, I'm having you on because I just want to make sure that they know that this is available. And is it new? Because anytime I get something and it's helping me and my kids, I want to make sure to help somebody else's.
Yeah, Shaletta, we just launched this last summer. So it's relatively new. All of our Xfinity stores here in the Twin Cities, all 13 of them, have them available for purchase. They're just a little under $200. Totally worth it, not just to keep your kids and your family entertained, but think about staying connected with the news, staying connected with what the weather's happening, staying connected with your friends and family when there's a weather incident or people don't know what's going on or they can't get a hold of you. It's really nice to have that peace of mind so that you can stay connected and communicate. So it provides you with that backup connection, that backup battery with your internet, and then allows you to stay connected the way that you want to stay connected.
Yeah, it is going to be a lifeline for families like ours, especially, like I said, when you start talking about challenging situations in the home. I'm over here trying to figure out when the electricity is going to come back on. I'm trying to figure out how we're going to get this wet, heavy snow out of the driveway. I'm trying to keep them calm. I'm trying to figure out, you know, making sure I'm safe with this generator, you know, get everybody fed and try to provide that routine. And it is just something that, you know, just provides another layer of support for families who have kids with special needs. And so now I just want to make sure that I provide the right information for the folks who are listening. So do they have to go into the store to get it? Can they go online to get it? How does it work?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can go online. You can call in to a 1-800-XFINITY, or you can go into one of our local stores and get the modem. So it's whatever is most convenient for you from a shopping standpoint. So we've got them all available there. And then they're really easy for you to set up and activate yourself. You just bring it in, and it connects with your existing Xfinity home internet and works out real slick. And again, it helps you stay ready. So then the event of a weather or a power situation that you don't have to worry about getting ready, you're ready to go. It just automatically starts working.
All right. Now, speaking of automatically starting to work, every year during the holidays, you know, one of the things that I love is how folks in Minnesota come together to help people in need. And you all are already gearing up for Toys for Tots. So many kids in our community who want to have a Merry Christmas. The family does not have the funds or resources. We're out shopping. We're talking about, you know, it being Small Business Saturday. We're coming off the heels of Black Friday, going into Cyber Monday. But, you know, I just want to take a minute and take a break and talk about the least of these and how we can work with the initiative that you have going on with Toys for Tots to help a kid who otherwise would not have a Merry Christmas.
We are just honored to be working with the Toys for Tots program. Again, we've done it for a number of years, and we have drop-off places for unwrapped toys at any of our 13 Minnesota Xfinity stores or at our regional or Comcast business office. We collect these toys every year. We start on December 1st this year, so this Friday. You can stop into any of our stores through the 17th of December, which is also a great time for you to stop into the Xfinity stores. We've got some great deals on mobile that you can check out. So it's definitely worth it. We'll show you that storm-ready Wi-Fi. But most importantly, you can bring in that unwrapped toy that there's just not enough toys to get to the children that need them. So we're just really pleased to be able to participate in such an amazing program that makes such a big impact every single year.
And you know what I do with my kids? Because, you know, a lot of times we spend so much time on what do you want from Santa? Make your list. They're going through the catalogs, girl, circling stuff and putting their name by, spending all the money that they don't realize it takes a lot of work to get. Right. And so what we do with the Toys for Tots is I'm like, what are you going to buy for somebody else? What are we going to go run to Target and get? You know, what toys, you know, do you want that you think another child will want? Let's go get that. Let's take it down. And I physically give it to my kids and we go down to the store over in Woodbury and I have them drop it off there. I have them take the toys to the store and I have them put it in the bucket and we smile because I just need them to see and feel and know that, you know, this is not Christmas time is about giving. And have you taken a moment to give? So for me, when you all, you know, announced that you're going to do Toys for Tots, I take it as an opportunity to teach and help and show my children how to be a blessing to somebody else.
Oh, my goodness. And that's the way to do it, like to have your kids involved with like the picking of the items. I mean, I think that it just instills in children this, the importance of giving and the importance of helping others and making an impact that, you know, Shaletta, you know, they'll carry into their adulthood. And that's pretty amazing.
I hope so, girl. I hope I ain't raising a bunch of little selfish kids, girl. I pray. That's my prayer, girl. I'm like, y'all don't get out here and make y'all mama look bad. Be givers, please. Donate. Bless somebody else. Okay, now you got to tell me again, because I just got a ping from a parent who listens to the show. How can they be involved in your Toys for Tot initiative? Could they come by today through when? And where are the drop-off locations?
So our 13 Xfinity stores across the Twin Cities, so I think 85% of the Twin Cities residents live within like a 10-minute drive of an Xfinity store. So from the west side of the metro to the east, north, and south, there's an Xfinity store where we'll be accepting those toys. Technically, our drive is the 1st through the 17th, but if people drop them off today, we've already got our bins kind of in the back room set up and ready to go. Toys just have to be unwrapped so that we know how they get routed when they get to their centralized system. And we will take any toys that we're able to provide to families. And we're, again, just super excited to be involved in it. And again, through the 17th of December, they can bring those toys into any of those 13 Xfinity locations.
Well, I just thank you for being on the show. Thank you for taking the time on this holiday weekend. I wanted to make sure that families, especially those with special needs children like me, had this information. And especially as we go into this season of giving, that we remember the least of these. Rachel Johnson with Comcast, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Shaletta. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Amen, girl. Look, my auntie used to tell me that growing up, stay ready so you don't have to get ready. Because, girl, you do not want to be out here looking crazy in the face with no internet in the storm that came through. That is not the time to be ordering the stuff. You need to get it now.
For sure. Hey, have a great holiday.
All right, you too. And y'all stick around. We've got more to come. I'm going to just tell y'all something. When the weather gets cold and I know that winter storms are coming, I get anxious. Because we're out in the country in Cottage Grove. And I remember like it was yesterday, a couple of winters ago, we had a bad winter storm and we lost power. It was one of those where y'all remember we had the heavy, heavy ice and it was sitting on the lines and the lines were snapping and folks were losing power all over the city and it was cold. And you couldn't really get to a hotel room. When you did find a hotel, it was booked. And so, you know, everybody just kind of had to hunker down, right? And, you know, I'm thinking, okay, we'll go be okay. We've got the generator. We know how to properly use it. So we'll be able to heat the house, right? And we'll be able to make sure that we got some power. But one of the things that I did not think about was how was I going to keep them four kids entertained because they wanted to play the iPads. We didn't have no internet and they got special needs. So all hell was breaking loose. And I, you know, we were able to, you know, do the mobile hotspot for a minute, but we ran out of juice. We ran out of charge. And I was like, oh my God, this is not hot. This is not good. How are we going to keep these kids entertained? We got a generator. We got some electricity. We got some heat. We're going to be okay. We can't move. But, baby, we need some internet because they are bouncing off the walls up in here. And I got enough stress going on trying to figure out when this power is going to be restored and back on. And so when I found out about a program with my friends from Comcast, I said, let me call Rachel. And Rachel, okay, let me just give you her official because she's my friend. So I call her Rachel, but she's really like a really important person over at Comcast. She's Rachel Johnson. She's a vice president for sales for Comcast Xfinity here in the Twin Cities. Now, Rachel, girl, I don't know if you remember that storm, but it was going down in my house. Girl, it was a, do you remember that? It was just a mess for
everybody.
It was a mess for everybody.
I remember. And I tell you what, you know, I know you've been to a NASCAR race, and they tell the drivers to start their engines. Well, Minnesotans, it's time for us to start our snowblowers, right?
Girl,
it's all
yes.
part of the preparation we
it
need
is.
To do.
It is.
I have a motto. You need to stay ready so you don't have to get ready. And our Storm Ready Wi-Fi that you just talked about is the total key to doing that. So it's a modem that you set up within your Xfinity Internet that allows the Internet to keep working if you were to lose power. And 80% of power outages are based on weather incidents that happen. And we know that the weather has been probably less predictable in the last few years than ever before. And having that Internet backed up with a battery-operated modem to keep your kids entertained with their digital devices. And, of course, I also have to say, with your digital devices, make sure you have like those battery packs that you can store and have charged up to plug your phones into. So if your power goes out, your phone will last a little bit longer. But our Storm Ready Wi-Fi really gives you a solution to keep everyone connected during those crazy storms, whether it's snow, whether it's ice, whether it's rain, wind, it'll be there to take care of everything for you.
Okay, so I just got mine. Is this something that's brand new? Has this been out a while? Because I want to make sure, especially for my parents who have kids with autism, whose routine cannot be broken, who, you know, are get on that iPad and they read books and they do their work and they enjoy some educational games, or they may even just be watching a movie to stay calm, especially when the lights are out and there's something different and things have to shift and they may not be going to school that day because of the weather, or, you know, there's a little something different going on in the house. I really, especially for my parents who have kids with special needs out there who follow me and listen to me, I'm having you on because I just want to make sure that they know that this is available. And is it new? Because anytime I get something and it's helping me and my kids, I want to make sure to help somebody else's.
Yeah, Shaletta, we just launched this last summer. So it's relatively new. All of our Xfinity stores here in the Twin Cities, all 13 of them, have them available for purchase. They're just a little under $200. Totally worth it, not just to keep your kids and your family entertained, but think about staying connected with the news, staying connected with what the weather is happening, staying connected with your friends and family. When there's a weather incident or people don't know what's going on or they can't get a hold of you, it's really nice to have that peace of mind so that you can stay connected and communicate. So it provides you with that backup connection, that backup battery with your internet, and then allows you to stay connected the way that you want to stay connected.
Yeah, it is going to be a lifeline for families like ours, especially, like I said, when you start talking about challenging situations in the home. I'm over here trying to figure out when the electricity is going to come back on. I'm trying to figure out how we're going to get this wet, heavy snow out of the driveway. I'm trying to keep them calm. I'm trying to figure out, you know, making sure I'm safe with this generator, you know, get everybody fed and try to provide that routine. And it is just something that, you know, just provides another layer of support for families who have kids with special needs. And so now I just want to make sure that I provide the right information for the folks who are listening. So do they have to go into the store to get it? Can they go online to get it? How does it work?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can go online. You can call in to a 1-800-XFINITY, or you can go into one of our local stores and get the modem. So it's whatever is most convenient for you from a shopping standpoint. So we've got them all available there. And then they're really easy for you to set up and activate yourself. You just bring it in, and it connects with your existing Xfinity home internet and works out real slick. And, again, it helps you stay ready. So in the event of a weather or a power situation that you don't have to worry about getting ready, you're ready to go. It just automatically starts working.
All right. Now, speaking of automatically starting to work, every year during the holidays, you know, one of the things that I love is how folks in Minnesota come together to help people in need. And you all are already gearing up for Toys for Tots. So many kids in our community who want to have a Merry Christmas. The family does not have the funds or resources. We're out shopping. We're talking about, you know, it being Small Business Saturday. We're coming off the heels of Black Friday, going into Cyber Monday. But, you know, I just want to take a minute and take a break and talk about the least of these and how we can work with the initiative that you have going on with Toys for Tots to help a kid who otherwise would not have a Merry Christmas.
We are just honored to be working with the Toys for Tots program. Again, we've done it for a number of years, and we have drop-off places for unwrapped toys at any of our 13 Minnesota Xfinity stores or at our regional or Comcast business office. We collect these toys every year. We start on December 1st this year, so this Friday. You can stop into any of our stores through the 17th of December, which is also a great time for you to stop into the Xfinity stores. We've got some great deals on mobile that you can check out. So it's definitely worth it. We'll show you that storm-ready Wi-Fi. But most importantly, you can bring in that unwrapped toy that there's just not enough toys to get to the children that need them. So we're just really pleased to be able to participate in such an amazing program that makes such a big impact every single year.
And you know what I do with my kids, because, you know, a lot of times we spend so much time on what do you want from Santa? Make your list. They're going through the catalogs, girl, circling stuff and putting their name by it, spending all the money that they don't realize it takes a lot of work to get. Right. And so what we do with the Toys for Tots is I'm like, what are you going to buy for somebody else? What are we going to go run to Target and get? You know, what toys, you know, do you want that you think another child will want? Let's go get that. Let's take it down. And I physically give it to my kids, and we go down to the store over in Woodbury, and I have them drop it off there. I have them take the toys to the store, and I have them put it in the bucket, and we smile because I just need them to see and feel and know that, you know, this is not Christmas time is about giving and have you taken a moment to give? So for me, when you all, you know, announce that you're going to do Toys for Tots, I take it as an opportunity to teach and help and show my children how to be a blessing to somebody else.
Oh, my goodness. And that's the way to do it, like to have your kids involved with like the picking of the items. I mean, I think that it just instilled in children this the importance of giving and the importance of helping others and making an impact. That you know, Shaletta, you know they'll carry into their adulthood, and that's pretty amazing.
I hope so, girl. I hope I ain't raising a bunch of little selfish kids, girl. I pray. That's my prayer, girl. I'm like, y'all don't get out here and make y'all mama look bad. Be givers, please. Donate. Bless somebody else. Okay, now you got to tell me again, because I just got a ping from a parent who listens to the show. How can they be involved in your Toys for Tots initiative? Could they come by today through when, and where are the drop-off locations?
So our 13 Xfinity stores across the Twin Cities, so I think 85% of the Twin Cities residents live within like a 10-minute drive of an Xfinity store. So from the west side of the metro to the east, north, and south, there's an Xfinity store where we'll be accepting those toys. Technically, our drive is the 1st through the 17th, but if people drop them off today, we've already got our bins kind of in the back room set up and ready to go. Toys just have to be unwrapped so that we know how they get routed when they get to their centralized system, and we will take any toys that we're able to provide to families, and we're, again, just super excited to be involved in it. And again, through the 17th of December, they can bring those toys into any of those 13 Xfinity locations.
Well, I just thank you for being on the show. Thank you for taking the time on this holiday weekend. I wanted to make sure that families, especially those with special needs children like me, had this information. And especially as we go into this season of giving, that we remember the least of these. Rachel Johnson with Comcast, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Shaletta. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Amen, girl. Look, my auntie used to tell me that growing up, stay ready so you don't have to get ready. Because, girl, you do not want to be out here looking crazy in the face with no internet in the storm that came through. That is not the time to be ordering the stuff. You need to get it now.
For sure. Hey, have a great holiday.
All right, you too. And y'all stick around. We've got more to come.